Streaming on WRJN, sponsored by the UW Organ and Tissue Donation Center. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more.
And get a free select tool when you buy a select battery or combo kit. So don't wait to save. Shop these deals in-store or online now. Because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/21 through 11/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Some popular vehicle brands are being recalled. CBS's Matt Piper with details.
More than 200,000 Hyundai, Genesis, and Kia electric vehicles have been recalled due to a power issue. The National Highway Safety Administration says the vehicle's transistors in the charging control unit can get damaged and stop charging the 12-volt battery, which could cause loss of power while driving, increasing the risk of a crash. Impacted owners will be notified via letter in the coming weeks in order to take their vehicles to the dealership for a free repair.
California could offer state tax rebates for electrical vehicles purchases if the incoming Trump administration eliminates the $7,500 federal EV tax credit. Governor Gavin Newsom says he'll propose creating a new version of the state's successful clean vehicle rebate program, which was phased out in 2023 after funding nearly 600,000 new cars and trucks. Officials didn't say how much the program would cost or how the rebates would work. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Clearing skies tonight. We'll see a low around 25. Winds still gusting 15 to 25 out of the west. Winds gust to 25 on Tuesday. Lots of sun. Highs near 37. Wednesday, slight chance of a shower. High of 43. Rain and snow Wednesday night. It's 39 at our studios.
I don't know why. Radio Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
We'll be right back. Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare.
Always tuned to 1400 WRJN. Now you can hear the timeless hits on FM 2 in Racine. It's on 99.9 FM. In Kenosha, 98.1 FM. So whether it's AM or FM, you'll find them. Local news and timeless hits around the clock on WRJN.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
I occasionally have nerve discomfort in my hands, so the things I love to do...
Let's play something, Grandma!
...became difficult as I got older.
If you have occasional stabbing and burning in your hands and feet, try Nervive Nerve Relief. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use. Say yes to healthy nerves with Nervive Nerve Relief. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Story, it's
sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town. From a run around sewer, yeah. My miss lips and a smile on her face. The touch of her hand and this girl's one embrace. So if you don't wanna cry like I do, I keep away from a run around sewer. From a runner out to a pay da da. Yeah, keep away from this girl. I know what you'll do. Keep away from Sue. She likes to travel around. Yeah, she loves you and she'll put you down. Now, people, let me put you wise. She goes out with other guys.
Give me lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
Smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you, yes I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it will grow stronger every day. Times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you, and I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm.
Dirty old part of the city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. I know.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away. Say brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. They'll say brandy. Say brandy,
when the bars close down. Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say. She hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
If you're listening to our timeless hits on 1400 AM WRJN, welcome back. If you've just discovered that WRJN is on FM 2, well, welcome for the first time. So whether it's AM or FM, we've got local news and timeless hits here on WRJN, AM or FM.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
All right. So don't you give up now.
Little thing, but what does it bring? to love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you. I see your face again. I know my friend of mine. You ain't got to be so black. And I'm glad. So, so, so glad. I'm a man. Can't you see what I am?
This
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Federal prosecutors moved to dismiss the election interference and the classified documents cases against President-elect Donald Trump. The judge in the D.C. election subversion case has granted the request. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
This chapter in American history, this first ever federal criminal prosecution of a former president, really ended anticlimactically with this narrow six-page filing late today from the special counsel Jack Smith, saying his case is not flawed, his case didn't get weakened, but that you just cannot prosecute a sitting U.S. president, that the Constitution and the Department of Justice bar that.
In a social media post, President-elect Trump mentions an invasion of the U.S. by migrants and follows it up with a threat to impose 25% tariffs on all products from Canada and Mexico and slapping products from China with an additional 10% tariff. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Tariffs usually have a lag of around 6 to 9 months on the overall economy. After expanding by an expected 2.4% this year, most economists are penciling in a lower rate of growth for the economy next year, closer to 2%. That's due to a combination of tariffs and mass deportations, both of which could lead to higher prices and slower growth.
A food pantry in California says it's struggling to keep up with growing demand. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Amanda Starantino in Newhall.
As the executive director of the Santa Clarita Valley Food Pantry, Joanne Ainsworth helps to recover food that would otherwise go to waste from local grocery stores. When she started here just a year ago, the pantry estimated about 2,000 to 3,000 families came every month. Now they are supporting more than 7,000 and counting.
People will, you know, eat crackers so they can stay in their homes. And so what we hear is that we're the last kind of bastion of hope between them becoming unhoused.
60-year-old Susan Lorenz, who is white, is sentenced to 25 years in prison for shooting through a locked door at black neighbor Ajika Joe Owens last year. Owens had four children. Her mother saying today outside of the Ocala, Florida courthouse,
I've been waiting for almost 18 months for this day, waiting to see what the end would be, waiting to see if we were going to get justice. Was able to exhale.
The fight that led to the shooting was over children playing near Owens and Lorenz's houses. Drake, in a legal filing against Universal Music Group and Spotify, alleges they conspired to falsely pump up the popularity of Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us. The song attacked Drake amid a feud between the two hip-hop superstars. His company wants the info on the practices of the two companies. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? They're yours, and Progressive protects them both. Bundle today at Progressive.com.
Woohoo! Another girls' night out.
I'm so stressed from shopping, I couldn't find anything.
Have you tried shopping jewelry television, JTV?
I don't know. Everyone in my family is so different.
JTV has thousands of jewelry styles. Artisan, diamonds, pearls, colored gemstones, watches, even gift sets. I shop on TV and online.
New JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop JTV.com/radio.
Now can you relax?
Yes. Another round?
Yes.
Guys, it's finally here. Wendy's new salted caramel frosty. It's cold, salted, yet perfectly sweet, delicious, and it's at the top of Santa's Christmas list. What? Santa has a list too, you know. And he's a huge salted caramel frosty fan. Probably why he's so jolly all the time. The iconic frosty with a salted caramel twist? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. A participating U.S. Wendy's salted caramel frosty flavored with other natural flavors.
While holiday potluck dinners can bring people together, sometimes they come with pitfalls. CBS News Baltimore's Amy Kawada explains.
From foodborne illnesses to unexpected allergens, your holiday plate might carry more than just a side of green bean casserole. Dr. Catherine Schlaffer with the University of Maryland Medical Center.
Food shouldn't really be left out for more than 2 hours. That's when you're hitting that critical mass tipping point in terms of the ability for bacteria to proliferate and get us sick.
So to minimize any risk, the best advice to keep in mind is simple. Keep hot foods hot and cold foods cold. Another potential hazard, cross-contamination.
Dedicated utensils are going to be really important.
Amy Kawada, CBS News, Baltimore.
U.S. Women's National Team goalkeeper Alyssa Nair is retiring from international soccer. A pair of upcoming matches in Europe will be her last after a full 11 years playing for the United States. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds overhead will gradually clear out in the overnight. Lows will drop to the mid-20s. West winds, though, gusting around 30 miles per hour. It'll stay breezy on Tuesday. Sunny skies to